Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's something you'd like to talk about or a question you'd like to pose, we'd love to hear from you right now. The number is 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about the finished work of Jesus Christ, the fact that in Him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And this really is a life-changing truth. It's a truth that's not about just cleansing us externally, but it's a truth that cleanses us internally, that liberates our hearts to march boldly into the throne of grace, to really come back to that relationship that God has always wanted for us. So to really enjoy His life, His love, His mercy, His grace. So this forgiveness of sins is a really, really, really big deal, as far as the gospel of Jesus Christ is concerned. And we talked about yesterday the fact that Peter stood up in Cornelius' house, and he explained to these Gentiles who were eagerly listening to every word. He said to all who receive Jesus, the prophets testify of this, that everyone who receives or believes in His name receives forgiveness of sins. And that very moment, the Holy Spirit was given to those Gentile converts, and they received that forgiveness of sins. The same is true in Paul's mission. Paul told his story quite a few times in the book of Acts. We see it in Acts chapter 9. But as he is standing before Agrippa, he tells his conversion story. And in that conversion story, he talks about his mission, the mission that Jesus Christ Himself appointed Paul to. And he says this, that I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles, to whom I am sending you. So here's the mission. Here's Paul's appointment to be sent to the Gentiles for this purpose, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So every single one of us need our eyes opened. We are spiritually blind. We come into this world spiritually blind. So we need our eyes opened. What opens our eyes? It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We, through that gospel of Jesus Christ, we see clearly the truth about God. Sin was telling us a completely different story. Sin was confusing our mind with all kinds of misinformation about the character and nature of God and His disposition toward us, so much so that we became hostile toward God. That's exactly what Paul wrote in the book of Colossians. But when this gospel comes to us, it opens our eyes and we see clearly the truth that God isn't against us. He's for us. He's so for us that He sent Jesus on our behalf. So our eyes get opened, and when they do, and we see with clarity and just really what this message is all about, the plan of God, we turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. We call that repentance.
Yeah.
That's what all of us go through. And in doing that, we receive something. We receive forgiveness of sins, and listen to this, a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So there were the Jewish people who had been sanctified and had already taken up their place in the kingdom of God on that day of Pentecost. And now this message was going to go out to the world, and a place was going to be made for all of us who receive Christ, who believe in His name. And that place is made for us because our sins have been forgiven, because we have been cleansed of all unrighteousness. So this is good news. And this has happened to every single one of us who have come to faith in Jesus Christ. This gospel message has opened our eyes. It has turned us from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. And in that turning, we receive the very forgiveness of God, and we find our place within the body of Christ. Yeah. This is good news, and it all hinges on the fact that Jesus Christ did his work on the cross. He finished it once and for all so that we could be made alive in Christ and could receive the forgiveness of sins.
Forgiveness is one of the two most important things in our entire existence, forgiveness and life, of course. And if people don't understand, Bob, as you so adequately said, all their sins have been forgiven, they'll never grow in their relationship with the Lord Jesus. And friends, your gift will directly help us to communicate this gospel message to others, allow them to grow in their faith, and to confidently rest in the truth that will, of course, set them free. To help in this regard, we have this excellent new resource we've been talking about. It drives home the bedrock truth that in Christ, forgiveness is a done deal, now and forever. It's called It Is Finished, 5 messages on 2 CDs, and it's yours as you make your gift this month to support Basic Gospel. Donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742 or through the Basic Gospel app. Let's keep the good news coming, friends, here on Basic Gospel. Well, again, open lines at 844-322-2742. Had a YouTube question from, it doesn't say who wrote this, but it's a good question and it concerns God's discipline. And the question is, you talked about God's discipline last week while examining Hebrews. How can I distinguish the discipline of God versus the consequences of a bad choice that I've made? That's from YouTube.
Well, I think, we all can understand the consequences of our bad choices.
Right.
But what we need to understand that God's discipline is always there.
Yes.
God is always teaching us. God is always equipping us. God is always training us. He never stops at that task. He never stops at that job. Why? Because he wants us to experience a harvest of righteousness in our daily lives. He wants us to experience fruit. That's God's desire for us, that we be fruit bearers. And he has so orchestrated this good news that we can be attached to the vine of Christ as branches. And in that relationship, in that union, we become fruit bearers. Mm-hmm. So in that process, there's always this discipline of the Lord. So he's always teaching us. So regardless of the circumstances, whether we brought circumstances upon ourselves through bad choices and we're experiencing the consequences of those choices, God is going to train and equip us and teach us in that circumstance.
Right.
And show us to dig deep inside of us and show us, you know, what our unrealistic expectations about life were or what our misplaced dependencies at that particular moment were. He's really going to reveal those things to us so that we can experience this harvest of righteousness. So, there are other times where we experience trials and tribulations of life. Not because of our choices, but just because we live in this world. Life comes at us, and it's throwing wrenches in the system. You think you're going down a straight path, and all of a sudden it's a huge, giant turn to the right, and we're thinking, oh, my goodness. And it's nothing that you brought about through your own choices, but God disciplines, trains you, equips you in those circumstances as well. So we have to, I think, expand our thinking as far as discipline is concerned. Most of us just think that God only disciplines us when we've sinned, when we've done something wrong. And that's just not true.
Correct.
He is always teaching us. He is always training us. And it doesn't matter the circumstance that we're in, how good or bad that circumstance may be, or the cause of that circumstance, whether it's my choice or just life, God's going to be in there with us. Why? Because he's always with us. Two, he's promised he will never leave us nor forsake us. And three, he loves us And because he loves us, he's always going to teach us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate hearing from our listeners who write to us through YouTube, through Facebook, and through the Basic Gospel app, as Kim did. She had a question. She says it's been presented to her that she had never heard it before. If Mary was Jesus' mother, which of course she was, how could Jesus have been sinless? And of course, the implication there is that Mary lived in a body of flesh like we all do, and therefore, if Jesus was her son, which he was, then he should probably have inherited that sinfulness.
Well, the simple answer to that is the fact that he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. So Mary really just lent her womb for that process. So he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She was a virgin, and that was important for this whole scenario to play out as God wanted it to play out. And that enabled Christ to be born into this world in sinless perfection.
Yeah.
He was without sin from his birth all the way to his death on the cross. At the cross, he who knew no sin became sin. He became that sin offering so that he could take away the sins of the world. So Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He was placed into the womb of Mary, mm-hmm. and that's how that all came about.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate hearing from you, Kim, and all of those of you who write or call. We have open lines right now, and you can call and be a part of this edition, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, a question that I've heard several times that arises out of our study of the book of Hebrews on our Friday editions. You said that Gentiles were never part of the Old Covenant. So if Hebrews was also written to people in the Jewish or Hebrew lineage, how can it be applicable to people in other racial lines?
Well, there's just, we're all human beings, and when Adam fell, the entire race fell.
Right.
I mean, the human race fell. So we have to realize that we all came into this world under judgment, under condemnation. We were dead spiritually. And, the old covenant, the Mosaic covenant, it was a covenant between the people of Israel and God himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so Gentiles were not a part of that.
Right.
But we had the law written on our hearts. So we knew right and wrong based on our own consciences. So we have to realize that. And all of us had sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So anything that Christ did, he did for all of mankind.
Yeah.
It wasn't simply to free Israel and free the people of Israel. It was for Jew and Gentile alike. And so when that new covenant went into effect, the Jewish people, Israel, basically had to come to grips with the fact that that old covenant had now been fulfilled, mm-hmm. and that a new covenant was in place.
Yeah.
So they had to set aside the old to embrace the new. For us, we simply embrace the new. But there was this release for us. I mean, we were under the law of sin and death. That's a universal thing. All people fall under the law of sin and death. And all of us who come to Christ by faith are released from that law of sin and death by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And so, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ,
yeah.
both Jew and Gentile.
Right.
So this new covenant is applicable to all who have come to Christ by faith.
The Gentiles have been grafted in.
We have been grafted in. So even though we were without the law, we were without the promises, we were without hope as far as our existence was concerned, we're able to draw near in worship in exactly the same way the people of Israel were because of the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Indeed. Well, again, 844-322-2742. We've got time on the clock. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. A quick reminder that you can go to our website, basicgospel.net, and you can, this trip coming to of us going to Israel is going to be wonderful, and I hope you'll get the information because, you know, I get excited just reading about it.
Oh, I know. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time, and all the information is available at our website, basicgospel.net. Just click the banner at the very top of the page that talks about Israel. You'll see the itinerary, the dates, the cost, the important dates as far as registration is concerned. It's over a year out, just about a year out.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I think these spots are going to fill up fast. So if you want to go, go ahead and reserve your spot so that you can go with us in 2019. We would love to have you.
Absolutely. Well, we had a call that came in off hours from Jonathan. Let's listen to that call right now from Hawaii, by the way.
Aloha, this is Jonathan from Kailua Kona on the Big Island of Hawaii. My question is concerning our bodies after we die. It seems clear to me that in the story of the rich man and Lazarus, that the man is experiencing torment in hell. And of course, when Jesus says, "Today you will be with me in paradise," to the thief on the cross with him, my question is, since we die and we leave our bodies behind here and our spirit goes to be with the Lord or goes to be in hell, and we have not received our new bodies yet, which we will receive in the future when we have our perfected bodies, how do you get tormented in hell in the meantime, and how do you experience paradise if we have not received a body but we are a spirit? That's my question. I'm confused about that.
Thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate your question.
Well, that is a good question. You know, the idea of hell and the eternal torment, which Paul talks about in Thessalonians and that sort of thing, it's just really hard for us to fathom, for us to really enter into that. But we know that's what the Word of God says. So, you know, a part of the torment is the fact that they've been cast out, that they're just experiencing what eternal death really is, and that's separation from God, and that's hell in and of itself. Now, as far as we who know Christ are concerned, when we breathe our last here in this body, as Jonathan said, our bodies are put in a grave or whatever, and we immediately go to be with the Lord, and that's a spiritual, soulish type experience that we have. And so how we're going to enjoy that is because we're with the Lord, and that's a good thing. Yeah. We're with the Lord, and so we're going to be able to enjoy him, to enjoy his love, to enjoy his presence unencumbered. And then at a point in time, we're going to receive the resurrected bodies. Now, you know, what's interesting about all of this, we're talking about time, and we're also talking about eternity.
Right.
And so we're in the realm of time, and so everything is linear. It just one moment after another, and it just goes down that timeline. But as far as eternity is concerned, that's a different thing altogether. Everything is in present tense. Mm-hmm. I mean, God is the eternal I am. And so when we're with him, we're going to be in that eternal present state.
Yeah.
So how all of that relates, I don't know. I mean, it's a little more than our finite minds can actually grasp. But when we're absent from this body and present with the Lord, that is such good news that we get to be with the Lord. So just as Jesus said to the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me," and the operative phrase is "with me."
Yes.
When we breathe our last, we're with Jesus. We're with him forever. When he comes back, you know, we're going to come back with him. And then those that are here that are left, you know, they're going to rise up and meet us, and we're all going to be together and take up our eternal dwelling place with the Lord Jesus Christ.
What a reunion.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Well, we love hearing from you, our listeners. We love to get your questions and your comments. We also love to get calls like this.
Hey, Bob, and hi, Bob. My name is Stuart, and I'm calling you guys from Burnaby, Canada, your neighbor to the north. And I just want to say you guys do a great job, and I love listening to your program. It's a local station here out of Bellingham, Washington, I guess, 5:50 a.m. And you guys have been a great inspiration and a great resource as well, listening to your show tonight here. So thank you guys for the things that you do and the way that you speak to people and how you educate us and bring us up to date and help us clarify and certainly understand more about the gospel and the Bible and just through our own understanding and our relationship with Jesus Christ. And you guys just amazing and wonderful how you speak with people, listen to people, and a lot of Canadians are up here listening to you on your program, which is pretty amazing. So God bless you guys, and take care, and call in another time, Bob. And Bob, all right, cheers, bye.
It is amazing that we can reach across international boundaries and that it's like no boundary.
That's exactly right. And Stuart, thank you so much for those kind, encouraging words.
Indeed.
We're glad you're listening, and we know that we have many friends in Canada,
yeah.
And we are so grateful for that. We are so thankful that so many allow us to be a part of their lives through this radio broadcast, and that we can share in the life of Jesus Christ together, rejoice in the fact that we've received forgiveness of sins, we've been made righteous together because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and that we have been made alive so that we have a common life that we share.
Indeed.
Within this body of believers. So, Stuart, thank you so much for your kind words. We greatly appreciate it.
Yes.
And, you know, for those of you listening in Canada, and if you want to be a part of the Basic Gospel financial team,
which we don't talk about enough.
That's right. Yeah. We certainly encourage you to do so just for calls like this.
Yes.
The ministry is making a difference in the lives of people in Canada. And we would love for you to come alongside of us and support the outreach in Canada. We have actually a website, basicgospel.net/Canada. Mm-hmm. And you can find out how you can be a partner in helping reach Canadian listeners from the West Coast to the East Coast. And we're in Vancouver. We're in the Calgary area and Winnipeg. And we just want to keep moving, you know, east and reach every area that we can.
Montreal,
so if you can
come
and join us and help be a partner, we would greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, again, basicgospel.net/Canada is where you can join with us, friends. A really quick question that I think you can answer really quickly. Bob, this is from Brock, who wrote to us from California, talking about some of Paul's writings being hard to understand. Someone might argue, if my falsehood enhances God's truthfulness and so increases his glory, why am I still condemned as a sinner? That's from Paul, who wrote to us from California.
Well, Paul, we thank you for that. You know, he's talking about Romans chapters 5,
yeah.
6, 7, and 8.
Yeah, 3:7 here is his reference. I'm sorry, I should have given that to you.
Yeah, so it simply says, but if through my lie God's truth abounds to his glory, why am I still being condemned as a sinner? He's saying that God's glory trumps everything that we've done,
yeah.
That what God has done for us in Christ supersedes our sinfulness. Mm-hmm. And so it's through our sinfulness and recognizing our sinfulness that we recognize our need for a Savior. And so when we recognize our need for a Savior, his glory, his presence, becomes that much more meaningful to us. And
yeah.
I think that's what Paul is getting at. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We need a Savior. And God shows us that we need a Savior by showing us our sinfulness. And when we see it, and when we see it for what it really is, when we see our condition of spiritual death, then we know why we need a Savior, and we can turn to him by faith.
Absolutely. Bob, thank you for that. And Paul, thank you for your question. And all of you who write or call to pose a question, we appreciate hearing from you. That's why we're here. Well, please remember, friends, that Basic Gospel is listener-supported, and to help keep the good news coming, you can donate online at basicgospel.net or in Canada at /, and the word Canada, or call 844-322-2742. And with your gift this month, you're going to receive our new 5-message series, It Is Finished, that drives home the bedrock truth that in Christ, forgiveness is a done deal now and forever. Again, just click donate at basicgospel.net, and while you're there, click the banner at the top and get the information at for the trip to Israel, basicgospel.net, or you can call 844-322-2742 with your donation. Well, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.